B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
An 88-year-old Connecticut man was arrested Monday after allegedly showing up at his nephew's place of employment with a gun, telling employees that he planned on shooting him. So Daniel Cashman was arrested by police and charged with first-degree threatening and breach of peace. So this guy's 88 years old.
88.
Police say that Cashman arrived at Stony Brook Construction asking if he could see his nephew. Employees told police that Cashman flashed what appeared to be a police badge and came strapped with a handgun visibly holstered at his hip.
I'm a police officer.
Cashman, who began tapping the gun on his hip, then proceeded to say that because his nephew had recently stolen some of his personal belongings and damaged his cuckoo clock.
He damaged a man's cuckoo clock.
That Cashman planned on shooting him.
You understand I'm going to have to murder him for that.
Police said
the cuckoo only comes out halfway.
Cashman only explained to the employees.
Only one coo.
He also explained to the employees that he was only planning on shooting his nephew in the leg and did not plan on killing him.
That's the way the police do it.
Cashman was told that his nephew was not in the building at the time, at which point police said that he thanked the employees for their time and promised that he would return the next day.
So no one bought his premise that he was a police officer?
No.
Okay. Everything seemed to line up.
Employees also confirmed to police that Cashman never unholstered his gun and appeared to be confused and nonsensical throughout the encounter. They arrested him at his home, at which he voluntarily surrendered his Connecticut pistol permit.
Yes, I'm here to see my nephew today. I'm going to shoot him for breaking my cuckoo clock.
The firearm was seized later that day when detectives executed a search warrant seizure, and he was released on $5,000 bond.
Was there, in fact, a cuckoo clock at the house when they got there?
They never verified that, okay. But that's just what he said. Police say a man flashed a housekeeper at an Atlanta hotel and then died trying to escape security by leaping between balconies.
Wow.
Yeah, the man died at the Hyatt Regency Atlanta Hotel early Monday. The housekeeper reported the man to security, and as he fled, he attempted to jump from a balcony at least 10 stories high to one nearby.
He probably paced it all out. Okay, I flash, I run, it's about 20 steps, build up some momentum, I should be good.
The man missed the balcony and fell to his death. And believed to be accidental. Authorities didn't immediately release the man's identity, and the investigation is ongoing.
Was he in an alleyway with a boner, or was he?
No, but we do have a boner in this next story. And I got sent this a number of times, so here you go, folks. A Florida man, and this is truly a Florida man story, has been arrested for allegedly performing a botched castration surgery on another man that he had met online through a fetish website for eunuchs.
Oh, my God.
So Gary Van Ryswick, who is 74 years old, has been charged with the second-degree felony of practicing medicine without a license, resulting in bodily injury.
Oh, you need a license to perform a castration?
Yeah. Sheriff's deputies arrived at Van Ryswick's house in Central Florida just after midnight on Sunday while responding to a 911 hang-up call.
See, that's a honey of a cuckoo clock.
Van Ryswick told the deputies that he had just removed the testicles of a man that he had met on a website for those that have a fetish for castration.
So they have a fetish for castration, but they don't seek out actual medical...
No, because doctors won't do that. It's not, you know, elective surgery.
Like rhinoplasty?
So you got to go somewhere else, yeah. So in his bedroom, in his guest bedroom, deputies found the 53-year-old man holding a bloody towel on his groin. His testicles were in a jar by the side of the bed.
Oh, man.
Another section of the house was set up as a makeshift surgical room, complete with medical equipment and a camera to record the procedure. The victim was flown to a Tampa hospital for life-saving measures and is currently in stable condition.
Preston, you were looking for a hobby. And this you can do at home.
It's
not on me.
You're not cutting off your own balls.
An officer for the sheriff's office said that he believed the man's testicles were taken to the hospital with him, but he was not aware if they had been reattached. He said, I don't even know if he would even want that.
No, I don't think I would want that.
Investigators say Van Rieswijk had told them that he and the man had met 1 week earlier and tried to perform the procedure, but that the man had become aroused and had finished while Van Rieswijk tried to sanitize his penis, meaning the surgery had to be delayed.
Here you have a guy who's trying to help cut your nuts off, and you insult him.
You have the audacity.
By completing on his medical equipment, which is basically just a melon baller.
Is there no respect any longer?
I don't understand. That's not what he didn't take the Hippocratic Oath for.
Van Rieswijk was said to have told the man he'd perform castrations on bulls and other animals while living on a farm in his youth.
Well, you got to practice.
And he was also said to have removed one of his own testicles in 2012.
Oh, my God.
Using painkillers that he'd purchased online from England, as well as forceps and scalpels he acquired. Van Rieswijk said he began the procedure on Sunday around 10 p.m. local time, but the victim's uncontrollable bleeding made it difficult for him to use clear suture material or stitches to try to close the wound.
Does it say how he acquired his basic knowledge of castration skills?
He used to do it at the farm, remember?
So he's going to port it from an animal? Okay, yeah, well, I guess it's fairly similar.
That's it.
Humans are a little bit different, my uncle tells me.
Van Rieswijk allegedly confessed to performing a similar operation with a similarly disastrous result several years ago in a motel, but he could not recall the man's name. Van Rieswijk was arrested Monday and is now being held in jail on $250,000 bond. Florida man.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Florida man. Florida man.
So this is a fetish thing, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild. There's amputee fetishes and stuff like that, so it does not surprise me at all.
But they tell you, cut your nuts off before you amputate yourself.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
There is something creepy living at the lake at Skytop Lodge in Monroe County, Pennsylvania.
We don't go up to Skytop Lodge.
It is called a jelly brain.
A jelly brain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a monster?
That's why I brought this up. The colony of moss animals is harmless, but the gooey blobs caught the attention of guests and naturalists during a weekend tour. The walking trail at Skytop Lodge is peaceful, but get down to the water and you might glimpse something creepy lurking in the lake. They look like a glob of fish eggs, and people get excited.
Visitors to Skytop Lodge always have a great time, and then they meet
jelly brains.
And this is according to, I guess somebody who works there says, they say, look how big it is.
What is it?
It's actually thousands of small invertebrate creatures that live in harmony together. Mm. The cluster is called a bryozoan, and it's also called jelly brains.
Jelly brains.
Rick Koval is the naturalist at the Skytop Lodge, and he was leading a guided tour over the weekend, and the group came across jelly brains in the lake.
Who wants to see the jelly brain?
Lodge. Lodge volunteer.
Oh, Rick and his jelly brain. Go with him.
Lodge volunteer Ron Dickey pulled out his cell phone.
Ron Dickey, my good friend.
And shot some video of the creepy encounter. He says to me, you want to feel or hold it? So I put both my hands
out. Squeeze it and lick it.
And it was heavy, very dense. It was weird. It was cold. I shouldn't say this, but liver. Yeah, raw liver. It was that kind of texture, said Dickey.
How big is it, Preston?
The jelly brains, you know what? I don't know, Steve. I'm not really sure.
Is it veiny and purple at the end?
It might be.
It looks about the size of a football.
Okay.
I'm seeing some photos, and listen, this headline says it fell from the sky and landed in Pennsylvania. I don't know if that's a joke or if that actually is.
I don't know.
The end is purple.
Lend some credence to Casey's theory that tadpoles can come from the sky and land in a lake.
Not really sure.
Oh, I don't like this jelly. Well, the jelly brain looks about the size of a...
like a human brain?
A human brain.
Yeah, okay. Two teenagers were caught off guard when a bear made its way into their vacation home. Teens Hayes Sherman and Bobby Harden of San Francisco were vacationing over the weekend.
Where the jelly brains at?
Where Hayes' family has a second home. And one night they heard a noise coming from the kitchen. A bear had come in through the open garage door.
I am famished.
A Nest security camera captured the late night visitor. At one point after the boys called 911, they said the bear tried getting into the room they were in. And meanwhile, he said we still had to have to hold the door, barricade the door. and we had to remain quiet all through this traumatic situation. We have never been through anything more scary, Bobby said. Meanwhile, Hayes' mother...
Be very quiet or the bear will see you.
Hayes' mother, Susan, was upstairs and spoke with a dispatcher, and she said that she was told to ignore her her mama bear instincts.
There's a bear in the house.
Yes, there is.
That's when Deputy Allison Pereiro came to the rescue. She kicked the door open and got the bear to leave by firing a warning shot using a plastic bullet. They said that the bear got into the refrigerator and ate two cartons of Ben & Jerry's ice cream and left a little surprise on the living room carpet. So you not only eat the ice cream, you crap on the floor in the living room.
That's not right.
That is not right. So anyhow... they had an interesting encounter. How about this for an interesting encounter? A small rainforest raccoon-like creature ran into a Florida apartment and bit a man after he opened the front door to head to work. Oh. Yeah, the kinkajou bit the man's foot.
A kinkajou?
Yeah, scratched his
leg. I know those things.
Inside the Lake Worth Beach apartment, but did not seriously injure him. Witness Natalie Dulock said it sounded like a 300-pound man was tackling him in the kitchen.
By the way, fatso, if they ask, I'm a kinkajou.
Dulock said the furry mammal with sharp claws clung to the man's leg as he fought to get it out.
Wow.
The man managed to lock the long-tailed animal in the bathroom until wildlife officers arrived. Florida,
out of freaking nowhere.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Report said the kinkajou was taken to a wildlife facility. Officers didn't say where it came from. According to National Geographic, kinkajous are native to the tropical forests of Central and South America.
I'm not a practicing kinkajou.
Although many of their kinkajous features and traits resemble those of a primate, the kinkajou is related to the raccoon, believe it or not. Well, if a moose shows up for a party, you better have food on hand.
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
A family.
What do you feed a moose?
A family in Alaska was having a pool party in their backyard when a moose showed up. The human scattered as the animal drank
water. I know I sound like a bear, but I'm a moose.
The animal drank water from the pool, and then it stole a taco. Nobody was injured, and it seems the moose...
Turkey meat? Love it.
...eventually wandered off on its own, so...
They can kill people.
I'd never heard of a moose eating a taco before, but, you know, it is the bizarre fight.
Why don't you forget the moose?
We will.
For a moment.
For a moment. Authorities in Florida were called to a high school on Wednesday after a raccoon was spotted behind the glass of a vending machine. It got into the vending machine.
You know what happened? Uh-oh. A moose dared it to do it.
The Volusia Sheriff's Office shared photos of the incident on Facebook along with the caption, "This gentleman was apprehended today while committing a burglary of a vending machine at Pine Ridge High School." So the officers and animal control wheeled the vending machine outside and they opened it up so the raccoon could get out of there.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.